Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report to your constituents.
Mike, thanks for letting me be here.
There's been a lot of talk lately about government overreach and what particularly the federal government makes states do to toe the line. And we had a recent example of that here in Harrisburg, and that had to do with the Real ID issue, which has to do with standards to which IDs conform. What's going on here, and how does this actually sometimes cost state government money and therefore taxpayers' money?
I have extensive experience as a retired Marine colonel in national security issues. And I have to tell you, first of all, the Real ID doesn't do anything to enhance security except on law-abiding citizens. So the federal government has placed this regulation on us, which basically requires the states to comply. The estimate in Pennsylvania, is, I've heard, as high as $100 million with absolutely zero benefit to anyone. So we came up with a compromise bill, and the state government committee, on which I'm part of, very proud to say, came up with the option to say you can either agree to comply or not comply. And then with the Senate amendment, basically said those people who decide not to comply will not have to underwrite part of the cost of those people who do comply. So it's kind of a hybrid because some citizens were pushing back pretty hard.
And, of course, the regulatory issue goes way beyond just this ID issue. There's a lot of other things that are pushed down from the federal government, both to the state and to local governments. What's going on here?
We have a situation now where junk science is almost the rule of the day in a lot of areas. The MS-4 regulations are a perfect example. I'm working very closely with Charlie Dent and his staff relative to getting some relief at the federal level, along with Senator Pat Toomey, to say that we need to get these regulations backed off of the Commonwealth and other states, quite candidly, because they don't do anything. The EPA and the DEP representatives themselves made a mention in a Lebanon County meeting of all municipal officials that basically said this will have no known favorable effect on environmental quality, but the cost for Lebanon County will be about $2 million. And that's another unnecessary cost that's being borne. You know, everybody wants clean rivers, and that's the thing that bothers me the most. They'll couch it in some really pretty term so that it almost makes you uncomfortable to vote against it. But we have to stand firm. And when the Commonwealth and the entire United States lost the battle in the 17th Amendment, in which the states no longer had their own representation, we lost that battle predominantly in areas such as the overreach with environmental regulations.
And, of course, it does all come down to dollars and cents. And another way that the federal government, and particularly the banking system, imposes costs on the states and the citizens has to do with things like the Federal Reserve Bank and some of the policies that they put forward. What's going on here?
Well, that's an interesting issue. This quantitative easing has been a nightmare. We just got the final numbers when we were trying to introduce this resolution to seek the Federal Reserve to pay back the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The present and future losses because of quantitative easing are estimated to be $24 billion. We thought they were going to be between $12 and $18 billion, but it's $24 billion. Give you an example. I was talking to a dear friend of mine, called me up, and he said, Frank, I have a major problem. He's a privately held company, and he has a defined benefit pension plan, and they close it out, and he has a $400,000 liability, but because of quantitative easing and the future value of that, he has to pay $8 million to buy out of it. That's the negative impact on pension plans of these Federal Reserve policies. And everybody keeps saying, well, look, it got us out of this problem. It might have gotten us out of one, but it put us in six others. And that's, I think, probably one of the biggest things that concerns me with the federal government. They give laws that are passed across the United States that don't necessarily make sense in so many areas. I think a great example is the minimum wage. If you were to look at the Commonwealth, a minimum wage of $20 an hour in Philadelphia may not be a living wage. A minimum wage of $20 in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania is a great lifestyle. And so you have to realize that we're a diverse nation, we're a diverse Commonwealth, and when the wrong legislative body passes a law, we have the wrong intent. What my goal would be, if I get enough opportunity to serve in the legislature, is that local government should pass bills at the local level. State governments should fund any state regulations, and federal government should fund federal regulations. You start doing that, and then the appropriate people are paying the right tax bill, and the right bills would get passed if they had to be held accountable for having to pay for the bill that they just passed.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.